Jeez, it's been so long. I was missing this podcast so much. Past couple of weeks have been hectic. Things before that were also hectic. In short, it was exam season and I was tangled, waiting for all this to get over so that I can put episodes normally. Hopefully now everything is sorted and I can upload regularly. So today we will be talking about how we can overcome overthinking. Firstly, I want to clarify this episode is requested by my friend Spandan. He was asking me to do a pod on this topic, so I thought, why not? If you haven't followed me in Instagram yet, where I take requests for episode like this, do follow me. Link is in the description. And the link to Spandan's account is also in the description. Do drop him a follow also. How do you feel when I say you are? Yes, you, my friend, you are addicted to overthinking. You might be thinking how overthinking is an addiction. We don't do that for fun or anything, or it isn't like we do that on purpose. Let me tell you why. Overthinking is something that starts with small thoughts. And then it roots deeper and deeper inside your head. When you do it over and over for years, then it takes the form of an infinite circle. You think about something, you think more about that thing, you overthink about it, and then you think why you are overthinking about that in the first place. Then this circle goes on and on. That's why I call it an addiction. And like any other addiction, you can get rid of it too. Often we can see we overthink about stuff which we can't control, and hence it ends up giving us more anxiety. Let me tell you guys, anxiety is something which I also suffers from a lot. That's why I haven't made any single episode dedicating it. I thought let's overcome it first and then talk about it. Coming back to the topic, if we overthink about stuff we can't control, then what's the logic behind it? Being humans, we are hardwired to come up with as many possibilities as we want for a particular scenario, and this is the reason behind it. In our head, we are always like, what if I don't get this? What if this never gets over? What if I fail at this? We are already anticipating a situation which hasn't even taken place, and there's absolutely no guarantee that it will ever happen or not. For the content purpose of this podcast, I was listening to Tony Robbins, and I adored one of his lines he stated about overthinking. That is, most of the things that we overthink ends up never happening. So here I'm gonna list down some ways that I have come up with that might help you. First one, be aware. When was the last time you didn't leave your head in autopilot mode and genuinely took over yourself? Most of the time we observe we are indulged in our thought itself instead of being aware of our surrounding. The basic instinct of being aware is being aware of the surrounding, which we human most of the times least tend to do. I suggest you to take a step back, whatever you are doing, and breathe. Observe your breathing. Observe the coolness that enters your lungs with every breath and the exhaustion that goes out with it. Count your breaths. Next time, whenever you feel like you're overthinking, you can do any of these steps. First one, breathe. Second, count your steps if you are walking. Third, try to hear your heartbeat. These are little amazing things that will help you overrule that inner voice that is shouting like a maniac every time you overthink. Second one, keep a journal of your feelings. After I started this podcast, I decided to jot down every idea now and then, whenever it comes to my mind. Carrying out a journal everywhere isn't possible. For that purpose, what I did was I dragged my Google Notes, or we can say the Google Keep app, to my homepage. It helped me in a manner that whatever, doesn't matter how significant or small, came to my mind, I typed it there within a word or two. Over a span of 2 weeks, I observed it was full of cards carrying random words. Figuring out each one, I can make a whole episode. It's amazing, isn't it? In that manner, you can take help of Google Keep or any other pocket-sized journal if you want. I personally prefer jotting it down in my phone because it's a thing that I carry everywhere. Literally everywhere. Even to my bathroom. Third one. Meditate. Okay. I can hear that sound coming. Wait. Hear me out. It isn't that old school as you think. Just think of various meditation techniques that you can use to calm your annoying head voice down. Last week, I was listening to Ranveer's show where he invited Jay Shetty, one of the most prevailing podcasters of our time. There he was telling about the various different meditations he used. Some of them I can recall are visualization, breath work, and mantra chanting. He also elaborated which one helped him in what condition. Like breath work. It works phenomenally after you are tired of doing something. Visualization. He uses it before doing anything, where he thinks himself almost in the place of doing work before actually doing the work. And the last one, mantra. Think of it as your daily affirmation. It works like that. Repeating again and again will help you get closer to your goals. Apart from these general things, there are some other ways. And these are about trying new things. During these times when we all are in our homes, stuck to our daily course, why don't we try doing new things? Like setting up a campfire in the garden and not trying to burn your house down. Call and asking for the well-being of the person whom we haven't talked since long. Now, seeing our circumstances, the chances of getting into this loop of overthinking is maximum. But there are teeny tiny things, as stated above, which can help us keep this evil away. Anything we do, we just need to keep in mind that we have to pull back ourselves whenever our consciousness goes into autopilot mode and start to invite those same repeating never-ending thoughts. Take back your control over them. Stop. Breathe. Tell yourself, I am in control of my thoughts. Something that happened yesterday isn't gonna stop me for directing my tomorrow. As Brian Tracy said, spend 80% of your time focusing on the opportunities of tomorrow rather than the problems of yesterday. There might be terrible moments in your past. Thinking about them over and over will just keep your brain hovering over your past. Cut some slack to the present moment. Leave it. Lastly, I want to repeat, overthinking is an addiction that we have put ourselves into of years and years of malpractice. Scrapping this out will take some time. Take your time. I can bet you can reach a state of almost nil thoughts in your mind. You can control your thoughts. Control what you wanna think. Control what you wanna become. With this note, I have to wrap up this episode of Overpowered. I hope you all liked it. I know it's been long since the last one. I was stuck. Now I will try to be regular as much as I can. providing you all with all the madness that goes on in my brain. I hope you guys will keep supporting me. With this, I want to say, take care of yourself, your family, and your loved ones. Seeing you all next week. Bye-bye.